This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Again, with your friends on the DJB show, Jennifer and Victoria, Kara, Doug, people that you like and love. Okay, so I'm going to start with a little bit of shop talk here, Jennifer. The Gracie Awards, which come from the Alliance for Women in Media. The names of the people who are on the list announced this week include, we talk a lot about Steve Harvey, his partner Shirley Strawberry is up for an award. Somebody who just went on the air at one of the big companies named Jay Donovan is up. And a lady who got her start on the air here on this program, Cooper Lawrence. Was she? Were you here when she was on trial? Jennifer, I forget what you were.
On trial?
Well, trial. I was asked for, maybe it's just before you started. I was asked by a friend of mine who was an agent to put this lady on because she had a PhD in psychology and she was doing stand up and she was funny and, you know, all of those things. Well,
and instead you got me?
Within about 5 minutes of her being here, it was clear she wanted to take the program over. I didn't have the chops to do it. Since she's established herself fairly well in a decent radio career. But the point I'm making is that because this is what gets me nuts, and I'm saying this because I think it applies to a lot of us who go our own way in life, who decide to be independent and break away from the pack. You gotta figure when it comes to things like this that people like Jennifer and Victoria will be ignored because we are not part of the big media landscape. We just aren't. We don't work.
Yeah, but the thing about this, though, is you're supposed to put yourself up for this.
Well, so why didn't you put yourself up for it?
Because I would never do that. Would you do that?
No, you wouldn't. That's why.
No. Right. Because I've been told, oh, you should put yourself up for this.
Yeah?
No, why? I wouldn't do that.
Well, it's like maybe buying, what people don't realize about getting a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame, you pay for that.
Oh, if you
like
too.
Over the weekend, who's the black guy that got hurt in the Walmart crash? It was on 30 Rock.
Tracy Morgan.
Okay. He gets a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And it's a way for you to promote yourself and to get a lot of media attention, yada, yada. And he paid for his. What is it, 30 grand? I think you have to pay 30 grand.
It's a lot now, yeah. It used to be like five, but now it's up to 30-ish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So whenever you see those stars, unless it was the stars from the early days of movies and TV and radio, they've all been paid for. So anyway, that's kind of what you're saying. The requirement here is that you put yourself up for an award, and neither of you want to do that, and I don't do it. There are all kinds of award shows that are given every year for men in radio, and it goes to the same people every year because they all are part of the big, huge cabal. And I'm not whining. I'm not complaining. I just think it's an interesting thing when people who run radio, it does have to do a bit with your credibility and the stations you're on because people will listen to you if you have without thinking about it. They listen to a demo from the broadcaster, if it was a name that was known because of the, so, oh yeah, he's gotten this award and that award. Well, I never got any award except the longevity award, and I don't really care. I'm mentioning it, though, because
the longevity award?
Yeah, well.
It doesn't exist, really, but it does.
No, but Jim Bohannon and I have been on the air longer than any other broadcasters in the country. So it's just, you know, okay, so what do you do with that? Nothing. You go on to the next story. Starbucks in the news, closing 8,000 stores for an afternoon to educate their employees about racial bias. So this comes after the uproar about the arrest of a couple of black men who were waiting for a friend at a Starbucks in Philadelphia. The store manager called the police. This is nuts. But it shows you how far, Jennifer, racial bias has gone in our country. I mean, it speaks to the shooting, wasn't there a shooting yesterday, the day before, of some unarmed black guy who had a, he was shot because the police thought he had a gun, and it turned out to be an iPhone or something. There's one of these stories. Almost every day now there's one of these stories, and at some point it needs to stop. You don't shoot, but there's this bias, and it really is a bias. I feel very strongly about this. So anyway.
The actions of this one Starbucks manager, who no doubt acted in a dumb way and should be relieved of his duties, is that enough to close an entire chain of Starbucks restaurants to do sensitivity training?
Yep, apparently that's the reaction.
Because there was another story from, I think just last month, where they had, there was a black guy who asked to use the bathroom, and then the manager said, well, that's for paying customers only, and then there was a white guy who came in and asked to use the bathroom and didn't buy anything either, and he was allowed in, and there was a video of it. So they've had a few incidents. It's not really
and they need to be called out for that kind of stuff.
There was another story even a few months before that where there was an Asian customer who told the barista their name, and then they got the cup back, and it had like an Asian slur written on it instead of their name that was very different. And I feel like that one didn't get as many headlines, but I don't know. It seems so stupid. It's not that hard when you're working behind the counter.
But can't we just take these people out and fire them? And
that guy was fired. That man was gone.
Yeah. I'm sure they can, but
a chain for an afternoon to do this?
Maybe it's more of a
systemic problem, though.
Maybe
is it going to help, or is it going to just? Is it just going to make people?
If you do it at Starbucks, don't you need to do it everywhere? Doesn't McDonald's need it? And don't they need to do it at Burger King and Wendy's and Boston Market?
So should we have a holiday then, so we can all go to racial sensitivity training?
Well, I don't even look. They're calling it that, and you can say it's politically correct. What I think it actually is, and maybe I don't know. They need to focus on customer service. That's obviously an issue. If you're a store where you're serving people and you're having issues, then you need to work on your customer service.
Jennifer, I think this is a problem. It really is. It's a problem. Now, I want to know from you, the three of you, if this is an age problem. Are there millennials who have made this a problem? Is it a problem for everybody? Where does this problem begin, and how does it get to be this pronounced?
Do you mean are millennials the ones who are racially profiling people?
They're the ones that are working in these Starbucks, for the most part.
I don't know how old this manager was. I don't know. But I don't know.
I'll ask him.
I don't know the answer to that. I don't know. I think the ages of all these people in these incidents, I don't know how old anybody was. So I can't really answer that question.
When was the last time you went into a Starbucks and you saw somebody behind the counter with gray hair?
not gray hair, but I was in Starbucks just last week, and there were certainly older people who are not millennials working there.
You know, they have
in New York City, so
they have those good. They have sandwiches in Starbucks. The paninis, or whatever they call them.
Boy, you need to get some breakfast.
I think so. All right, 14 after the hour, listening to the DJB show, here's some advice. You know, Uncle Dougie likes to pass along things that he's experienced and the ladies have experienced to make your life better. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 definitely will make your life better. Purity products known for a long time in the supplement industry with intelligent nutritional solutions for lots of different things. This is their most pronounced. This is their most successful product at the moment. So start your day. Use it through the day. Support your body's health. Do it free. 800-355-1493. Is that good? Should I repeat it one more time, ladies?
One more time for the cheap.
800-355-1493 for your free bottle.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886. 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
You work all day, then go home and make dinner. That's not fair, because making your dinner, that's our job. We don't work all day, then go home and do your job, so stop doing ours. Head into Buffalo Wild Wings for America's favorite wings, with 21 sauces and seasonings to take your dinner from mild to wild. But don't worry, we're dinner pros. If things get too wild, we've got dozens of beers on tap to bail out your palate. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Please drink responsibly.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast, but the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
18 after the hour now at the DJV show. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara trying to get the story of Charlie Dent, who is a GOP rep from Pennsylvania, says he's going to quit. He is retiring at the end of this term. So, Jennifer, you've looked around the landscape.
He's not even waiting until the end of the term. He says he's going to leave Congress within weeks, which I really hate. If you can hold out for the end of the year, do it, because otherwise it costs a lot of money to have a special election. It's just
He's probably got a job offer. He's probably got a job offer.
Come on. He's only 57 years old, so he's not that old. He could hang out until at least the end. I understand for these people that don't want to run for re-election, but give me a break, Charlie.
How much is this happening? If you look around, 43 Republicans have announced that they are not going to run again for whatever the reason, and a number of them have been around for quite a long time. So is this good in a sense? We all say we want to drain the swamp, get rid of the people who are there that have caused the problems, put in new, fresh, younger thinking or better blood or whatever. So does this guarantee that?
I think a little bit of this is draining the swamp, but you don't know who you're going to get after these people step aside. So hopefully you're going to bring in some people that are fresh. I'm of the thought that this should not be a career for people, that this should be something that they do in addition to their lives.
So, Charlie Dent
was outspoken critic of the president, and so I'm sure that had something to do with it.
So what about, you said no.
I don't think it's going to, well, your question was, is this going to bring in fresh, younger blood? And I don't think the answer is yes. Younger people, and look, we all saw Mark Zuckerberg teaching the senior citizens how to use Facebook, which was embarrassing, and that just further showed how much we need young blood in our government, but I just don't think younger people, first of all, younger people don't have the money. If you want millennials or even people up into like mid 40s, they don't have the money to do this. You know, unfortunately, it's so expensive, no one can really think about doing it.
Yeah, it's true. 21 after the hour, food for thought on the DJV show.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith, Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty,
you know who this is?
No. I do not. I know the song, I just don't know who's singing it.
You know that it's from Goodfellas.
I wouldn't know that.
Think Lady Gaga, more modern.
Oh, Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett.
Really?
I like
him. Yeah. He and Jerry Vale, another crooner from the era, had big hits with this song. But Tony Benedetti, which is Tony Bennett's real name, was closer to some of the people involved. And one of them was Martin Scorsese, who's in the news today. His relationship with Netflix is getting bigger and bigger. He's going to direct an untitled comedy special, taking a look back at Second City Television, the Canadian sketch comedy show of the late 70s and early 80s, where a lot of Canadians, including Bill Shatner, well, he was not in it in the 70s and 80s. He was part of it in the 50s and early 60s when it first started. But Eugene Levy, more recently, Andrew Martin, Martin Short, Catherine O'Hara, Dave Thomas, not the founder of Wendy's, Joe Flaherty, they are part of Second City Television. So they're going to reunite next month at the Elgin Theater in Toronto in front of a live audience for an afternoon with SCTV, conversation, that sort of thing. Jimmy Kimmel will be the moderator. For those of you who don't know any more about SCTV, it was Saturday Night Live up in Canada. And John Candy, a couple of more of the people that came out of it, Harold Ramis came out of it. So a lot of people don't know the many stars that have come to our country from Canada. And I mentioned, I started to talk about Bill Shatner. Lauren Green came down with him. There were three guys that were friends that all came down at the same time in the 50s. They lived together, as a matter of fact. Bill Shatner was one, Leslie Nielsen was another, and Lauren Green was the third one. They roomed together in some shack in L.A. when they got started, when they came down. So, anyway, Scorsese, still at his age, I believe he's close to 80, if I'm not mistaken, and still very active, because he knows how to... I don't care for him, most of his work, because it's all been so violent, but he knows how to turn a phrase, if you know what I mean, in terms of using cameras and telling stories and that sort of thing. All right, music news now, 26 after the hour. Beyonce has announced a $100,000 college scholarship. Actually, I think she's doing four of these, is she not?
She
donating $100,000 to four black universities. The program started last year. Beyonce uses her Be Good philanthropic initiative to establish what she's called a Homecoming Scholars Award program, awarding $100,000 in scholarships to Xavier University, Tuskegee, Wilberforce, and Bethune Cookman University. The announcement comes after she became the first black woman to headline Coachella. That was last weekend, right? We didn't talk much about what happened last weekend. It was quite good, I understand.
Was it not? Especially got tons of buzz. They were calling it Baychella.
Baychella. All right, so good stuff. Congratulations to her. It's a good way to do a lot of good things. And plus, the it doesn't hurt her because it's all deductible. But still motivation. It is. It's deductible.
I know.
All right, here's another Dougie factoid. I have a question about this song. Everybody recognize this song?
Yeah.
Drove my Chevy to the levee. American Pie. 7 minutes and 13 seconds. The airplane Buddy Holly died in. Why is there a connection between the airplane and this song?
If you listen to the American Pie.
Yes, the song is about the airplane. That's what it's about. Most people don't know that.
Really?
You hear the lyric line? Right. Most people don't know.
Well, the day the music died is about Buddy Holly being killed. Yeah.
Right. In the American Pie. The plane was the American Pie that he was in. On the DJB show at 28 after the hour.
In today's automotive news, on the back of the successful launch of Hyundai's compact SUV, the Kona, comes the Kona Electric, with segment-leading 250 miles of estimated range on electricity alone. It has a bold, fresh fascia. The Kona has a high-efficiency 201 horsepower electric powertrain, a standard floating touchscreen with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto capabilities, and Hyundai's SmartSense forward collision avoidance assistant. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? Geico gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect heater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations for Public Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Four at the hour now on the DJV experience. Twitter handle at DJV show and the individual members here at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, two L's, two N's, and at Doug Steffen. The focus on things that are of interest and import. We were talking about American pie, and I was telling the ladies about a little bit of it's one of those little things, but yet the great conversation. And here's another one. You ready? Al Capone's business card. Do you know what it said on his business card, what he did for a living?
No.
No.
Importer, exporter.
He was a used furniture dealer. That's how that was his first claim to fame, at any rate. All right, let's keep moving here. Buyers beware time on the DJB show. Sometimes when you spot a good makeup deal, ladies, too good to be true, L.A. Police Department this week says it has confiscated counterfeit makeup that has tested positive for high levels of bacteria and animal waste. Oh. Bootleg Cosmetics, 21 locations. Where's Santee Alley in L.A.? I don't even know what that is, Jennifer.
Santee Alley is actually in, it's near Chinatown. It's in downtown L.A. And it's actually where a lot of people go to get, it's kind of like the, it's our version of Canal Street in New York. So it's where a lot of designer knockoffs are. There's a lot of cheap stuff. People go there to shop. It's near the garment district. So it's a big shopping area when you want to save some money in L.A.
Apparently the brand's being knocked off. Kylie Jenner's Kylie Cosmetics, Kim Kardashian West's Jennifer's sister has been on Twitter to respond to the raid. Counterfeit Kylie lip kits seized in raid test positive for feces.
Ugh.
Don't buy counterfeit products. Another prominent brand.
She's got a lot of counterfeit products out there.
She has a ton. Yeah. And you really have to be careful when you buy the cosmetics off of Amazon. Have you guys noticed that?
I got an eye thing, like an infection, because I bought what I thought was real Lancome mascara, and it wasn't.
Yeah. No, you have to be real careful on Amazon, too.
Mm-hmm. All right. Should we be careful about buying diamonds at Costco?
No.
I would definitely be worried about that, but
Costco says
fine. I buy jewelry at Sam's Club all the time.
6.5-carat diamond rings worth $400,000.
Whoa.
They have them in their stores.
Yeah.
Here's a lady who was a reporter found a diamond ring costing $388,000 at a Costco store in Australia between batteries and dustpans.
That's true.
She posted a photo.
Romantic.
Yeah. Weighed 6.55 carats, color and clarity of G. I have no idea what that means. In a
platinum D is the best color.
Is it?
So D, E, F, G is four levels down. That's still pretty good.
So how much are you selling? I mean, if you're buying something at Costco for $388, if you went to Tiffany's or something, how much would you pay for it?
Well, Tiffany's is always more expensive because you pay for the name.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yes, but you get the same thing at Costco for $50,000 less or something?
Well, no. The weird thing is when this story has kind of gotten legs and there are U.S. stores that have the same type of diamonds, and it's when people started looking online for the equivalent, the Costco diamond was actually $34,000 more than what James Allen, which is a big online jewelry place. Yeah. So you're not really getting the best bargain. But isn't this sort of like this story now being out there that there are these huge diamonds in the stores? Isn't this kind of begging for a robbery?
Well, they do rob those because
wait
the jewelry
place. You can't get into Costco without an ID.
That's
What's the matter with you, Victoria? You can never go just anybody into robbing.
But how expensive is it to get a Costco membership card?
$100, I think.
Okay, hi, Mr. Robert. Could I see your Costco card?
I'm pretty sure that you can break into Costco without having a card.
Right.
Uh-huh. Well, anyway, I
don't think their security is that great.
Interesting.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Pretty interesting. All right, I have I'm in an inquisitive mood or mode today, so this is going to relate to a conversation that we had. This is a test, ladies and gentlemen, of your recall of important discussions that we have here on the DJV show, all right? I'm going to give you a description of somebody, see if you can identify this person.
Al Capone.
We just
Buddy Holly.
No, we took care of him, too. Hmm. His real name was Fleming. He was a poor Scottish farmer trying to make a living for his family. He heard a cry for help coming from a nearby bog, dropped his tools, ran over to the bog. There, mired to his waist in muck, was a young boy screaming and struggling to free himself. Farmer Fleming saved the lad from what would have been a terrifying death. This is a true story, by the way. The next day, a fancy carriage pulled up to the Scotsman's surroundings. Elegantly dressed nobleman stepped out and introduced himself as the father of the boy that Mr. Fleming had saved. "I want to repay you," said the nobleman. "You saved my son's life." Farmer says, "Nope, can't accept payment for what I did." Waved the offer off. At that moment, the farmer's own son came to the door of the home and said, "Is that your son?" This is the nobleman asking. "Yes," the farmer replied. "I'll make you a deal. Let me provide him with the level of education my own son will enjoy. If the lad is anything like his father, he'll no doubt grow to be a man we'll both be proud of." And he did. Farmer Fleming's son attended the best schools, graduated from St. Mary's Hospital Medical School in London, went on to become known throughout the world as one of the most interesting and exciting scientists of the time. He discovered penicillin. You know what his name is? Alexander Fleming.
I know,
Fleming.
Because
you
I'm know. Reading it along with you.
Oh, you are.
Wait, you didn't. You've got to ask the other question. Who's the son of the person that he saved?
Okay, good question, and it relates to the story we told last week about this gentleman.
His printer didn't print that far out, Kara.
No, I've got it. I have
that's
it.
Like the kicker at
but
the
see,
end.
But see, Kara is.
Oh, you mean he buried the lead, Kara?
No, I did not bury the lead. It's two
Sounds
stories
like
about
it.
Two people.
Okay.
The name of the nobleman, Lord Randolph Churchill. And his
so
son's
Little
name?
Winston?
Little Winston.
Saved Little Winston.
Oh.
Saved Little
okay, you
Winston.
Definitely buried the lead. Penicillin. Yeah, okay. But
well, the one saving... guy became the person who created penicillin because of his education, and the person that was saved was Winston Churchill.
Right.
It was good.
That is an amazing story. It really is.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Tell it again, Dougie.
That's why I love having Jennifer around. Don't you love the way she has that perfect timing? Tell it again.
Don't be mean.
All right. I have actually, there's a couple of outrages. There's one here that really needs some airing. There's two things that I have here from these are obscure things, but yet when you hear them, you think, my God. Here's the story of a Marine drill instructor been charged with 200 criminal counts of abusing recruits. Sergeant Jared Glass ordering a recruit to jump headfirst into a trash can and pushed him in further, according to court documents. The other drill instructor, Sergeant Robert Hankins, Sergeant Brian Wendell, face court martials. Another drill instructor, whose name was not released, disciplined, reassigned. This is apparently... So what is this? This is like hazing. When you go into the service, but these guys have been charged with counts of assault, not obeying lawful orders because there were charges against them. Some of them go back 10 years. So these guys have been in the service harassing people going into the Marines for 10 years, and they've just now been outed as a matter of why? What is there about this that supposedly makes you a better man? Is
yeah, I don't
anything?
Get that either.
I don't either. I don't.
But I'm not in the military, and so maybe if someone... Maybe there would be a different opinion. Maybe they'd say it's character building, or everybody goes through it, and it's part of the camaraderie or the bond that you form with your fellow service people because we've all been through it. I don't know. But it seems on the surface like it's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah. All right, here's another outrage. A former priest pleading guilty to stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars from his church by setting up a secret bank account to pay for his life of luxury. Reverend Michael Fay, who has resigned as pastor of a church in Milwaukee, I believe, took $1 million from the church. He says, I only took... No. He says, I only took $840,000. Oh, my God. This stuff becomes... It's serious, but it's laughable.
How did he get caught? It's pretty
I
bad.
Always like the... How did he get caught?
Well, he bought a very expensive car. He bought a condo for $130,000 someplace. Priests don't have that kind of dough. Mm-hmm. Although sometimes they're given money by parishioners. But evidently, upon investigation... he was found out.
But they take a vow of poverty, so that makes it difficult to explain.
Right. Yeah, it certainly does.
You're in the Maserati, and it's like, really?
Yeah. Right. All right. Here's something for those of you who have been looking at yourself in the mirror and don't like your smile because it's not white enough, not pretty, it's not handsome. I've tried a lot of these products. Toothpaste that supposedly cleans your teeth, makes it whiter. All it does is strip your teeth of enamel and make them vulnerable for all kinds of problems. You have cavities, it may be because you're using that kind of toothpaste. People use whitening strips. Ugh, this stuff. You ever done that?
Yeah.
Put those things in your mouth and leave them there for half an hour?
Yeah, and then you drool profusely for half an hour.
Right, and you can't swallow. It's terrible.
Yeah. All right, so I'm reaching for my little, I have a little, I have one of these tubes that I've snapped. And I know you love it when I do this on the air. It's a little swab. It's like a Q-tip. It has the whitener on it, and you just spread it around. 800-208-1797. If you tell them you heard about it on the DJB show, you get 50% off the retail price. 800-208-1797. Get the whitest smile. Be better than the other kids on your block. And then after they say, hey, where'd you get it? How come you got such a white smile all of a sudden? Tell them about Power Swabs. They can get them too at 800-208-1797.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C-Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Just like the rest of your body, age can take its toll on our eyes, too. Macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss among older Americans.
The biggest risk factor is age, but also there are other risk factors. Some are non-modifiable, such as being Caucasian or having, you know, lighter colored eyes, but others are modifiable, such as UV exposure and particularly smoking.
Ophthalmologist Dr. Sophie Bakri says presbyopia is another age-related change that some people experience. Presbyopia is the gradual loss of your eye's ability to focus on nearby objects. It's a natural, often annoying part of aging. Presbyopia usually becomes noticeable in your early to mid-40s and continues to worsen until around age 65. The good news is that
presbyopia is something that is completely correctable with the proper eyewear.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Maybe you're asking yourself, who is that guy in the mirror? What happened to the guy with the brass knuckle attitude? Maybe he just needs to decide, is that a tie around his neck or a leash? Join the Brotherhood of Muscle with an available 485-horsepower Dodge Charger or Dodge Challenger GT, the world's first all-wheel drive two-door muscle car at the Dodge Drive and Discover event. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
After the hour, time for us to visit with Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show, petshow.com. Warren is here to help us discover what we don't know, but ought to know, about our friendly feline and canine and whatever. What do you call, if you have a pet snake, what's a snake? A snake-ine? What's, feline is cat, bovine's cow, canine is dog. What's a snake? You have any
snake
idea?
Is a snake, though.
It's a reptile, isn't it?
Did you know, and do you care, Warren, that a cat has 32 muscles in each ear? Did you know that?
I did know that.
You did?
I did. That's one of the few things I do know about.
A dragonfly has a lifespan of 24 hours. Did you know that? Ever know anybody had a dragonfly as a pet? Excuse me.
I had a dragonfly that would fly back every year, and I thought it was the same dragonfly. Obviously not, but I used to put a metal pole in a piece of dirt, and they were attracted to the metal and the warmth of it, and it would just hang out on that pole.
Goldfish, memory span, 3 seconds. Did you know that?
I forgot.
What? You forgot?
He did know that, 3 seconds ago.
I did know that, but I forgot.
A snail can sleep for 3 years. I didn't know that. Really? All right. Warren has a quiz for you. Ladies, pay attention. This has to do with any and all of us who have pets. I'm still looking for a new dog. I haven't found the right mix or match yet. So I guess I could take this as it relates to Charlotte. What do we have? What kind of a... Is this a multi-choice quiz, or is true or false? What is this?
There was a question asked what a therapist would think whether or not you loved your pet too much. And they came up with this little quiz. It's really short. I'll share it with you. Here are the questions you guys can answer away. How much you allow your pet to interfere with your daily life? That's number one.
Interfere with your daily life. You want us to answer these as you're going along?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
I don't consider my pet to have been an interference. Mm. Charlotte was a partner in my life. There's no interference at all.
But, for example, they're saying that if you had a meeting or you're supposed to meet someone and you would rather spend time with your pet, you'd spend time with your pet.
No, I said Charlotte with me.
Now, here's one that's really important. Whether your pet has seriously affected important relationships, spouse, close friends, or relatives. I have given up people because they didn't like my dogs or cats. So I went on a date once and brought the girl to meet my pig. It was only one date.
Really?
I had a 1,200-pound pig.
I remember, Carrie, you have any, Victoria, any good stories about first dates or dogs or cats with people that you were interested in?
Oh, my Chihuahua Cooper, who's going to be 15 on Monday, he has been notorious for pooping on the side of the bed that anybody I've dated has stepped in multiple landmines, and he's done it on purpose, I know.
Carrie, any stories?
I've never had a pet, so it's never interfered in anything.
I can remember the first...
I never had a date.
The first date I ever had with Meredith was at a restaurant in Boston. And I take... Charlotte went with me everywhere. And I was driving a pickup truck. And I said, after dinner, can I drive you home? And she said, yeah. So she came out to the truck and she met Charlotte. And we drove her back to her apartment. And Charlotte was very interesting in her reaction to Meredith. And then when Meredith and I got together and started being together all the time, at first Charlotte was not interested at all in having, you know, you wake up in the morning and there's somebody else in the bed. How come that person is there? I'm supposed to be there. And then, you know, through the course of things, going through hazing for, I don't know, some months, she and Charlotte got to the point where they were, she'd almost rather go with Meredith and jump in the car and go with her as with me. So it was about at the beginning, I would say hazing was probably the right word for it. All right, so what else have you got in the quiz?
If you relate to your pet to the exclusion of relationships with family and friends, I definitely do. I mean, there were people I would not invite over.
Yep.
And this one's for you, Doug. If you spend most of your time thinking about your pet to the exclusion of other matters...
I wouldn't say thinking, because she was always with me. So I brought her, I was interested in what she thought about things and exposing her to stuff. But I treated her like a human being.
So would you turn down invitations if people would invite you without inviting Charlotte?
Yeah, I wouldn't go if they wouldn't let me bring Charlotte. Yeah.
That kind of guy.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I wouldn't. Why? What do you mean, wow? Why would you say that, Victor?
Like, you can't go to a restaurant without your dog?
Well, she sits in the car. In the truck. When I went to dinner the first time with Meredith, she was on the truck. Either we'd bring her with me and she'd stay in the truck or in the car, but she was always with me. I didn't leave her home. Never.
Let me just resolve this. You're better off thinking and spending time with your pets than you are with people. Bottom line, end of story, that's the way I feel.
Right. All right. Where'd the expression cat got your tongue come from? Do you ever think about this thing about cats?
No, I'm Googling that right now.
All right. Cat got your tongue. Warren doesn't have a cat get his tongue. He's on the air every weekend. PetShow.com. Check him out. Warren Eckstein here.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.